Welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Ricky Clowerkamp, filling in for Mick Kerr, filling in this entire week. Maybe even a little bit in the next week. We'll see what happens. Lots of stuff going on. We are 1 week away from Thanksgiving. Mick, I'm just realizing this. We are a week away from Thanksgiving. Where did the time go? I mean, it feels like the year just started. How are we already at Thanksgiving? Well, what are your guys' plans for Thanksgiving? I know my plan, always go on home, maybe have some food. I don't do the turkey, I do the ham. But I know it costs a lot. However, the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual Thanksgiving cost survey results, they show a slight dip in cost this year, according to them. Chad Smith, he has more on the details.
Every year, volunteer shoppers from the American Farm Bureau Federation help determine the average cost of feeding 10 people for a Thanksgiving meal. Faith Parham, an economist with AFBF, said consumers should expect some slight relief at the grocery store.
According to our volunteer shoppers, the average cost of Thanksgiving for 10 people is about $55.18. That's about $5.52 a person. This is a decrease of more than 5% from last year and marks the third straight year of decline. But it's really important to note that these declines don't erase the dramatic increases that led to that record high in 2022.
She said the basket of goods showed mixed results on price increases versus decreases.
So we saw some increases in 5 of our 12 items, and that was really largely driven because of produce prices. Produce prices are typically highly volatile, and so we saw fresh produce like sweet potatoes and veggie trays increase. Half of our ingredients this year did decrease, the biggest one being turkey. So turkey is down 16%, and that's largely because the price of a frozen bird has fallen.
Parham said food prices often reflect changes in the broader farm economy.
On one end, it's due to commodity prices that get paid to our farmers. So for example, wheat prices were pretty low this year, so we see decreases in things like bread and stuffing. On the other end, fresh produce prices have dealt with labor struggles. They have seen increase in transportation cost, all of that increases the price of those goods.
You can learn more at fb.org/news. Chad Smith, Washington.
So thankfully, another year where it drops again. 3 straight years it's dropped down. Now it's to about where it was pre-COVID and inflation, but again, inflation caused by the government. It's not like we're getting deflation right now either. All right, we're going to take a quick step aside here on Inside Agriculture. We got a check of the markets from the Ag Central Radio Network. Coming up next, you are listening to Inside Agriculture on this Thursday morning.